Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You and I may not have to worry about persecution, nakedness, and swords, but all of us are familiar with trouble and hardship. Rejoice that God's promises spoken through the Apostle Paul still stand. God is for us, and nothing will be able to separate us from him. Have you considered what that means? Sometimes we cringe and cower in the presence of God. Past sins haunt us and guilty feelings remain. The devil accuses, and suddenly we feel like we're far away from God and second-class citizens in his kingdom, if we're citizens at all. What does Jesus want us to remember at a time like that? God is for us. Sometimes the headlines are horrifying. Our loved ones hurt. We wrestle with troubles and tragedies. We feel like God has abandoned us to suffer alone in a sin-broken world. What does Jesus want us to remember at a time like that? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So what keeps you up at night? In Christ, you have nothing to fear. Jesus assures you of that here in Romans chapter 8 and throughout all of Scripture. His blood shed on the cross has washed away your sin. His resurrection assures you that your salvation is complete. The Lord has found you, rescued you from sin and death, and will keep you safe now and forever. Christ Jesus is absolutely committed to his people, and he promises to keep you safe. Let that glorious fact transform your life. Let go of all that scares you. Let nothing keep you up at night. Rest easy in the promises of your Savior. Heavenly Father, in sending Jesus to be my Savior, you have demonstrated your love for me. Help me to find hope and strength in you every day. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.